Hey, Nate.
Hey, what's going on, Nick? How are you?
I'm all right. Just
Nice.
trying to make some money.
How was last week for you?
I ended up going $10,000 in debt.
I was
But I bought me a fucking cool ride.
I was going to
But
say, what four wheels did you get now?
well, I found me something that I've been looking for 5 or 6 years. It's called a, it's a 1957 Viking.
Okay.
I'll send you some pictures, man.
A 1957 Viking. Really? What's who made it? What is it? Well, you're a Chevy guy, right?
All the way, bro.
Yeah, it got to be a Chevy, right?
GMC.
GMC. Okay. Is this is something different than what you bought a couple weeks ago?
Yep.
Okay. The other one was what? That was a GMC, but that was just like a standard pickup.
Trying to find your deal. Here you are. So I'm going to send you this picture at first. I took it this morning. So I bought the little trailer that is hanging off the back of my 66. And
oh, wow. That's sweet. Who has
no,
all of
that
these old vehicles? Is this the same person you bought the other one from?
no, this guy, I'll tell you about it in just a second. Let me find the pictures of the front of the 57. I don't know what the hell I did. I've taken so many fucking pictures lately.
That's a freaking super sweet ride, bro.
So these fenders, so you take the grill and stuff off, and you can pull the motor, the grill, the bumper and shit, and you can pull the motor and tranny right out. Right? But the plan is to take the cab off of this frame, junk everything else that's in it, other than the engine. Although the transmission might be worth keeping too, but I actually need another frame. But so here, do you see it?
I just got your second and third picture now. Okay. Wait, so you bought that as well?
I bought that yesterday.
So the Viking is the orange vehicle, right?
No, that's a 66 Chevy C20 step side.
Okay. Okay, and the Viking is the big rig.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
But it also comes with a chrome grill as well, so that's extra cool. Then I'm buying this too.
That's a sweet ride, bro. Well, it looks like you'll have some work ahead of you then.
Now, this last one I sent you, selling for $1,500 and it runs. But I'm probably going to have it shipped over here. If I drove it home, it would take me probably 3 or 4 hours to get home because it's pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
It has a V6, compound low, granny gear, and super slow. 1961 wrecker. Now, those flared fenders and steps on the side of the cab, that's all metal. That's all sheet metal. And there's
I'm sorry, you cut out. What was that? No what? Rust?
There's none.
Wow.
And
$1,500, that seems like a really good deal.
It's fucking excellent, dude.
Yeah. Wow. How many miles on that?
Oh, I don't know. 50, 60, 70,000.
Uh-huh.
The winch and PTO, they all still work. So it's an actual functioning wrecker.
That's sweet. That's cool.
I actually saw another one that is in rear. So we went clear out to almost 30 miles from the Canadian border. From Moses Lake, it's about 140 miles. That's where I purchased the Viking,
mm-hmm.
And then we came back a different route, went into Reardon for the white 61 GMC wrecker, and then we stopped in Odessa, and a friend of mine has the same thing, but it's fucking trashed. I mean, there's maybe a door that works, but it's missing the windshield, the driver's door, the hood, the fenders. I mean, it's rusty shit, mm-hmm. rusty shit. The only thing that's worthwhile on it is the PTO looks like it's not been used or it's overused. This rig was really used, the one in Odessa. The one in Reardon looks like it's hardly been used at all. But, so, when I was in Loon Lake, I found another bed to a 67 step side, white. So, I find the right frame for the 61 wrecker cab. I put that cab on it, and then I got a white 67 step side that'll fit right behind it without even having to paint it.
Mm-hmm.
The white 61 that's in such good shape, the fucking paint can be, there's no rust on it anywhere. Inside the cab, it's perfect.
Right.
It's just dusty as fuck. Uh-huh. You know, it's dusty. It don't even have piles of dust. the friggin' dashboard's perfect.
Wow. How you were just on Facebook and stumbled upon this?
Yeah, it's called Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook, right? Yep, yep. That's sweet.
So now I'm looking up the guy that offered to tow the Viking back from Loon Lake.
So what's your plans with that other pickup that you bought then?
The orange one?
No, the other one that you had bought, the teal colored.
Teal colored.
That
you
bought
the Viking?
No, the one you bought a few weeks back.
Oh well, that's. You see the bed that's in front of on the ground in front of the red orange. Truck and trailer?
Yeah.
That's going on the back of that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I'm working on fenders for it.
Okay.
Hi, Dina. Hey, buddy, I got to call you back, or you call me back. I gotta take care of some business.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Perfect. Yep, bye.